But we always knew we were coming back to Scotland. Mm-hmm. So that when Tony saw this, said luxurious Norwegian log cabin to rent in the Perthshire Highlands, mm-hmm. he said, well, we've got to, we're not moving for a couple of years, but we've got to have an idea where mm-hmm. we, because he said, if we're in Glasgow or Birstenham or Guy, we'd be nice to have somewhere to go. In the week. Mm-hmm. So that's how we, and it was the top house where Sally and Andy were.
Oh, is that where you started? Yeah.
And so we came in two cars with Pat and Liz, this other friend of Tony's, and Alistair. Tony said, look, go to the Highland Games in Pitlochry, which were September, the last one. Mm-hmm. And then he said, we'll go over and find this house. As I say, we got the key underneath, I think it was Kathy Cochran's house, where, you know, Graham lives with the only Graham mm-hmm. Cochran. And we drove up and we got to the hotel, and then we saw the directions were to keep on going. So these houses weren't here then. So we did, and then we went up.
Yeah.
And then it was the next day when we saw Esme and Ginger, who lived in Rockside, walking by, and they said, enjoying your holiday? And Tony said, oh yeah. And they said, we live here. So then they told us that this, there was room for four more houses. Mm. So the next day we met Tony Reed, and he came up, and you know, we just, so it took nearly 2 years, but that was fine because mm-hmm. we weren't moving
yeah. mm-hmm.
until the first. So mm-hmm. we, and then we found out Bridge End Court had just been built, so we had the mm-hmm. flat there.
Yeah.
So Tony did that. Mm-hmm. And then he semi-retired here, and he, but